KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Snowfall continues here in Atlantic at 7:07. We picked up 1.5 inches of snowfall over the past 24 hours, basically the snow that started around 4 a.m. today through 7 a.m., and that melted into 6/100ths of an inch of precipitation. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. While snow is moving across southern Iowa this morning, the National Weather Service in Johnston says snowfall totals will range anywhere from 1 to 3 inches south of Interstate 80, with the highest totals near the Missouri border. Winter weather advisories for snow and blowing snow have been posted for all counties along and south of I-80 through the midday hours. The roads have become snow-covered, and with winds picking up to 20 miles per hour plus later today, visibilities will fall below 1 mile, especially in areas of heavy rain or heavy snowfall, so use caution while out driving today. As we mentioned, there is winter weather advisory that is in effect for Cass, Adair, and Madison counties until 1 o'clock this afternoon. A winter weather advisory is in effect until noon today for Pottawatomie, Mills, and Montgomery counties, until 1 o'clock today for Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties, and until 1 o'clock today for Fremont and Page counties in southwest Iowa. The snowfall has prompted several school districts in our area to cancel classes for today. That includes Atlantic, no school here today. Adair Casey and AHST are 2 hours late. There is also no teacher personal development at AHST. Bedford is canceled for today. Boyer Valley is running 2 hours late. Cam, Clarinda, East Mills, Essex, Fremont Mills, and Griswold have all canceled classes for today, and there are no activities at the Griswold School District. Also canceling classes, Nishnabotna, Nottoway Valley, Red Oak, and Riverside. Southwest Valley, Villisca and Corning, also Stanton, Trainer, Tri-Center, and Underwood have all canceled classes for today. Woodbine is running 2 hours late. There will be no Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool today at the YMCA, no Atlantic Little Lambs Preschool. Atlantic Head Start has canceled for today, and there are no home visits, and there is no Lollipop Preschool in Messina. Elsewhere in area news, a bond referendum that would have been used to build and equip a new elementary building and improve the site of the Nottoway Valley School District has failed by a slim margin. Unofficial results from the Adair County Auditor's Office show that while there were 397 yes votes to 283 no votes for the $8.8 million measure, the referendum needed 60% approval in order to pass. It received 58.4%. There were a total of 680 votes cast out of the 3,004 registered voters in the district. At least two informational meetings were held prior to the vote. The current building is nearly 60 years old, and officials have said it would have cost $6.5 million to renovate the existing facility, which is currently not energy efficient, difficult to maintain, and is not ADA compliant. Nottoway Valley Superintendent Casey Burlaw had stated that the new structure would have included a safe room and storm shelter and met all energy efficiency and ADA requirements. The second time was the charm, however, for voters in the East Mills Community School District Tuesday as they passed by a slim margin the physical plant and equipment levy during a special election. Unofficial results from the Mills County Auditor's Office show the PEPL of $1.34 per $1,000 evaluation passed by a vote of 478 yes to 410 no votes. The referendum received almost 54% of the vote. A simple majority was necessary in order for it to pass. Voters had rejected a similar PEPL referendum in September. Monies raised through the 10-year levy will be used to complete geothermal upgrades in each of the district's buildings. District officials have said the PEPL is a key part of the district's long-range building plans, which calls for converting East Mills Junior Senior High School in Malvern into a K-12 facility. Also in the news this morning, authorities in Pottawatomie County say a man from Hastings was transported to the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha by helicopter following a crash late Tuesday morning near Council Bluffs. Officials of the Pott County Sheriff's Office say the head-on crash happened around 11:20 a.m. at the intersection of 238th Street and Highway 6. The road was closed while officials investigated the accident and the scene was cleared. A white van and green Subaru had collided. The driver of the van was uninjured, but the man behind the wheel of the Subaru, who was said to be in his 20s, was knocked unconscious during the crash. No names have been released, and authorities are still investigating what caused that accident. In our funeral announcements, Peggy Kuntz, age 80, of Corning, died Friday. Funeral services for Peggy Kuntz will be today at 11 o'clock at the Strand Evangelical Lutheran Church in Villisca. Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning has arrangements. Ethel Sheely, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Ethel Sheely will be today at 1:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Wava Bell, age 100, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Wava Bell will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Anita Clay, age 94, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral and Eastern Star services for Anita Clay will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Donald C. Miller, age 82, of DeSoto, died Sunday. A visitation for Donald Miller will be held at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham from 11 a.m. until noon on Thursday. Irma Shetler Frischmeyer, age 85, of Carlisle and formerly of Carroll, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Irma Shetler Frischmeyer will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home of Carroll has arrangements. Blanche Brandenburg, age 97, of Menlo, died Sunday. Funeral services for Blanche Brandenburg will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the Stuart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has arrangements. Dan Satch May, age 60, of Greenfield, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dan May will be on Friday at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Marjorie Miller, age 80, of Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Marjorie Miller will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Egan Simonson, age 93, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday in Harlan. Funeral services for Egan Simonson will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Bernice Anastasi, age 94, of Erling and formerly of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Bernice Anastasi are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Wilma McCurdy, age 88, of Bridgewater, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Wilma McCurdy are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Judy Lynn Kay, age 68, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Services for Judy Kay are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.